New Zealand continues to be committed to our partnership with UNHCR in supporting durable protection solutions for refugees and internally displaced persons globally. UNHCR's work continues to be invaluable in the face of ongoing displacement from war and armed conflict. It is particularly commendable that UNHCR continues to provide life-saving assistance to so many, given the unprecedented challenges of a global pandemic. The vital role of UNHCR is further reinforced against the backdrop of the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. New Zealand was one of the first to provide emergency funding to UNHCR in anticipation of its work in supporting people displaced internally and over the border since the recent advance of the Taliban across the country. New Zealand is committed to ensuring that humanitarian agencies have rapid access to flexible funding in response to an emerging crisis. New Zealand's annual unearmarked funding to UNHCR also supports this commitment. It is important to reflect upon the fact that neighbouring countries were already hosting more than 2 million refugees from Afghanistan in their territories. The international community must continue to support their generosity and that of all countries and communities hosting large populations of refugees and the internally displaced. We welcome UNHCR's ongoing commitment to the delivery of inclusive protection in its work. Humanitarian crises have the potential to exacerbate existing vulnerabilities, and hard-won gains can be set back generations. We welcome and support UNHCR's efforts to give particular regard to women and children, people with disabilities, LGBTQI people, and the elderly in humanitarian crises, and commend their work to recognise their differentiated protection needs overall. New Zealand reiterates the importance of collaborative efforts across the United Nations system to ensure that the rights of the most vulnerable are protected and defended, especially when their vulnerabilities are heightened through displacement. New Zealand is committed to working with UNHCR and the international community to resettle refugees who have priority protection needs requiring resettlement. Our refugee quota program is a demonstration of that commitment. Like other resettlement countries, our refugee quota program has been disrupted by ongoing COVID-19 impacts. We are working with international partners to support refugee resettlement as conditions permit, in a manner that is safe for refugees and our communities. We value ongoing cooperation with UNHCR in this endeavour. We are making good progress in implementing our extended community organisation refugee sponsorship category pilot. This pilot category complements and is in addition to our refugee quota program. We would like to thank our international partners, including UNHCR, for their continued support and enthusiasm as we work to implement the extended pilot. New Zealand reiterates its commitment to fully implementing its Global Refugee Forum pledges on education, employment, community sponsorship, support to new and emerging resettlement countries in our region, boosting protection capacity in the Asia Pacific, and advocacy for new and refined types of finance for countries hosting large numbers of refugees. While progress to implement these pledges has been impacted by COVID-19, we remain committed to achieving them as soon as we can. Finally, we would like to thank you, High Commissioner, and your team around the world for the outstanding commitment to improving the situation of refugees and displaced persons around the globe. New Zealand remains steadfast in our support for your work and remains committed to playing our part. Thank you.